You are listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned into Satterstar, an emo radio show here in Portland on Monday nights. And I have a really stacked episode tonight. To kick things off tonight, we are going to be premiering a brand new track by a band called Royal Cradle, who are out of Little Rock, Arkansas. This track you're about to hear first is called A Historical Cutoff, and it's currently unreleased and will be out on their debut EP, which is being released at some point next month. I think this band rules. It feels like they're really doing emo like the right way. They're not messing around. This is like super like grimy, raw, screamy emo, very 90s. And especially is like reminiscent to me of the band Cairo Capone, who I'll be playing a little later in the hour. I'm just really stoked about this whole EP. So this is the first track off of the EP. Again, it'll be released in about a month or so. And this track is called A Historical Cutoff by Royal Cradle. Thanks so much for tuning in to Satterstar. Here we go.
I think I'm sick. wrong. Because I'm champagne. And your shit. And until the day you die, you, not me, will always be shit.
Let's go!
Welcome back. You are still tuned in to Sadder Star, an emo radio show here on X-Ray FM. My name is Chelsea. We're almost halfway through the episode tonight. You just heard a track called The Moon Is Down by Cairo Capone off of their How to Play Ping Pong 7-inch, released in 1997, I believe. And I played that track because, like I started off the hour saying, the first track we played was a currently unreleased track by Royal Cradle, a new band out of Little Rock, Texas. And I felt like their music really reminded me of Cairo Capone, so I wanted to add both of those into that block. Before Cairo Capone, you heard a band called No Reply, who were from Houston, Texas, emo from the late 90s. That track was called Caring So Little. Before that was North of America, a very prolific mathy emo indie-ish band from Nova Scotia, Canada. That track you heard was called Beyonce. It's off of a, I guess, compilation of some of their tracks. But that was from sessions from their Brothers Sisters album from 2003. Tracks that didn't make it onto that album but were put onto this like comp of their tracks. Really great band. Can't believe I haven't played them on the show before. Before that was a band called Montserrat, who were an early 2000s screamo band from Wisconsin. Only released one CD called Points and Connections. That track is called A Seasoned Traveler. And before that was New York City Rhythm, who were pre-Hot Heat. They were from Canada and only released a demo, some really surprisingly good 90s emo. That track was called Left with the Radio, Pull the Trigger. And before that was Rope Walker by Tipping Canoe off of their LP. Such a great band. They're from Amherst, Massachusetts in the late 90s to like 2000-ish. And we started off the hour with A Historical Cutoff by Royal Cradle. Truly, truly recommend checking them out once they have released that EP next month at some point. Coming up next, we're going to play some records I brought with me, some records I recently found in LA, and some that I'm currently borrowing. We're going to start off with Chino Horror. This track is called Composite, and it's off of the Towncraft Music and Words from Little Rock, Arkansas. Some more Little Rock in this episode. Compilation LP put out by File 13 Records. And a documentary about the 90s Little Rock scene was created after this compilation was released. But it's really, really cool documentary. I'm not sure where you could find it. I remember watching it online pretty easily like over 10 years ago. But I really want to rewatch it. Some really, really cool stuff is on there. But this track you're about to hear is by Chino Horde, Composite. This was released in 1992. And more good stuff coming up next. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Escape is worth it. angel, I've never seen you. We'll be right back.
X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show. We're just about to finish up tonight's episode. You just heard a beautiful, very meandering track by 49 Hudson, who were from Utah. That track was called Hideout from their album For Weeks at a Time. I've been really obsessed with that track the last few weeks. I've been listening to it a lot. The whole album is really beautiful. Yeah, really wanted to highlight that song, even though it's only almost like 8 minutes long. Before that, you heard a band called District 17, who are from the Bay Area in the late 90s. I feel like they have kind of a similar sound or like vibe to Calm. That track was called North Coast California. Before that was Dance Like Everyone Is Watching by 12 Hour Turn off of their album Perfect Progress, Perfect Destruction, released in 2002. Such an amazing band. I really, really wish that I went to their Portland reunion show at The Know, which happened over like 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah, wish I was there. Wish I got to see them. Before that was Cap'n Jazz, a true classic with Que Suerte. I feel like I often forget to include the classics of emo on the show, but yeah, I don't know. Wanted to throw them in there. And before that, you heard a little chunk of some records I played. You heard Luck of Aaliyah with their track Spark off of their Lone 10-inch release on Caulfield Records. Before that was a Transmit Failure by 400 Years, another really amazing band off of their album with the same name, Transmit Failure. And then you heard Junk Drawer, who were like a pretty random 90s like emo punk band who only released one 7-inch. That track was called Blank. Fun fact about that band is they featured Brian Gathy of Ribbon Fix and The Shivering. And we started out that little block with Chino Horde with Composite. And we're about to finish up the episode. We have about 1 minute left. We're going to play a track by Sleepy Time Trio because they just did a little run of reunion shows for the first time in a very, very long time. So this is Ollie's classic. Thanks so much for tuning in to Satterstar. Peace out.